Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Yeah, that is it. You listen to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Nobody's got it better than Barbecue Bob and Job today. We are in beautiful Grand Haven at the tasting room for Lemon Creek Winery right here on Beacon Boulevard, just about a quarter mile south of the drawbridge, right by the old Coast Guard boat that's up on dry dock there. You can't miss this beautiful stone building. If you've got an extra hour in your schedule today, you need to come out here and try some of these fabulous wines that they've got going. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, Jop. Thanks a lot. And absolutely get over to Lemon Creek, because if you want to be the star of your house, if you want to, like, turn the old lady on, I'm sorry, if you want to get your wife excited, come down here. Not only can you get some great wines, but you can buy her some totally sweet swag shirts, man. They've got wine shirts with sequins that I think the girls would go crazy for.
Lots of cool sayings on them. It's just a beautiful place. They've converted what used to be this ratty old gas station into an absolutely beautiful wine showroom.
And they've got the lovely Kate Lemon here as the proprietor. So, I mean, it's just the whole package.
Yeah, Kate's been good to us today. But I understand on the grilling line, we have our friend Danny Skiff. Danny, you out there, brother?
Yes, I am. How are you guys this morning?
Hey, we're fine. How are you? I understand you're doing a little camping today.
Yes, yeah, just got done with a morning swim a few minutes ago and already have the smoker going and some pork butts on it for later.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Excellent.
For you folks out there listening, we're talking with Danny Skiff. Now, Danny's an old friend of mine. He's from Texas. He's a good barbecue guy. And this dude's like, what are you, 6'3", 6'4", probably weighs in about 240, and I don't think there's 3 ounces of fat on him. And he's, what degree judo are you? What black belt?
Third degree.
Yeah, okay. It's not a guy you'd want to complain about his grilling with, okay? But he's gentle as a lamb, and we're so glad you joined us, Danny.
Thank you.
You know, I want to talk about those shrimp. You were driving me nuts the other day on the phone talking about those Gulf shrimps, those giant shrimp. Tell us that. Walk us through that.
All right. Yeah, we made some of these last night, and they went very rapidly. I start with 2 pounds of jumbo shrimp, and I just shell them. It's a real simple recipe. I shell them, try to leave the tails on. I'm going to take a pound of bacon, and I like to get thin cut for this. It wraps around the shrimp easier. Normally, I'm grilling with thick cut bacon if I'm using it for anything, but get thin cut bacon. I'm going to cut the slices in half, so they're half as long. And the trick to this is, since you're going to be grilling these shrimp or smoking them in a smoker, and you don't want to overcook them, I'm going to cook my bacon about halfway before I start. So I'm going to cook the bacon halfway, set it aside. I'm going to take equal parts of crab meat and cream cheese and mix them together, 8 ounces of each. I'm going to spread that pretty thick on the bacon, on each slice of bacon. I'm going to season the shrimp with some Three Little Pigs all-purpose rub, and then just fold the bacon with the cream cheese side toward the shrimp around it and secure it with a toothpick.
Ooh. Wow.
Put it
My mouth is watering already.
So you've got shrimp, bacon, crab, cream cheese. I mean, it can't be a bad recipe.
No. So, Danny, when you put these things on the smoker, what's temperature?
I'm putting them on at about 250. I'm going to smoke them for about 30 minutes, and the ones I've been doing here lately, I've been smoking with pecan wood for the flavor of the smoke.
Do you lose the cream cheese in that heat? Does the cream cheese come off the shrimp, or does the bacon kind of hold it in?
The bacon holds it in. You'll have a little bit on your grate when you take them off that's come out, but most of it's still there. You got, because the crab kind of binds it as well, and it's on the bacon and wrapped to the shrimp, so it stays on there pretty well, but it's a easy recipe.
And that's a very good technique always whenever you're smoking and wrapping something with bacon to pre-fry it a bit, not too much, because it's got to be nice and flexible yet so you can do your wrap. We were talking about another recipe that you really liked, and I said I wanted to do it later. Do you recall what that was?
Yeah, it was some char-grilled oysters.
Oh, that was it. Tell us how to do that.
All right. Well, you want to get your fire as hot as possible. If you got a gas grill, you may not be able to get to the high temperature unless it's a tack or something like that. You want to get... Yes?
Yeah. We lose him? Well, he is in a state park in Texas, so his cell service might not be good. You back?
Yes, I'm back. Did I lose you?
Okay. Go ahead. So get your grill good and hot.
Right. Get it as hot as it'll go. You're going to shuck the oysters and leave them in one side of the shell, the bigger side
okay.
of the shell.
Okay. Now you say shuck the oysters. For folks that have never tried this, that's prying the oyster open, taking a knife or a sharp spoon, and digging that little connective tissue off the bottom of that oyster.
Yes, it is. And it's harder than they make it look down at Acme Oyster
yes.
House in New Orleans.
Yes,
sure.
It is.
So, just pry it open, scrape it loose, like you said. You're going to set that directly on the grate and leave it there about 2 minutes on high heat till it starts to bubble. Now, there's a sauce that we make beforehand to put on this once it starts bubbling. And the sauce is pretty simple. I'm going to take one stick of very soft unsalted butter, 4 cloves of minced garlic, and 4 tablespoons of Romano cheese, 1 teaspoon of minced Italian parsley, and then 1 teaspoon of the all-purpose rub. So I'm going to mix that together to make it a sauce. Okay, so once the oysters start to kind of bubble a little bit in their own juice, I'm going to put 1 spoonful of that sauce on each oyster.
And then let it cook another minute or two?
Yep, cook it another minute or so till that sauce starts to bubble. And once that happens, I'm going to put 1 more tablespoon of Romano cheese on each oyster. When that starts to brown around the edges, which is another 1 minute to 2 minutes, I'm going to take them off and serve them. And the best bet, serve them with some fresh French bread or fresh sourdough bread.
Okay, now when you're putting those oysters on the grill, you're taking the top half of that shell off and discarding it. Would you not do anything to that oyster to brine it?
No. They're pretty briny to begin with.
Okay.
So that's true. It's going to be salty as that liquid that's in there cooks down a little bit. It's going to be a little bit salty. And when you take it out, you've got the garlic, the butter, the Romano cheese flavor, a little bit of parsley in there, a little bit of rub. Fantastic flavor.
So that's going to be like a Texas Oysters Rockefeller right there is what that is.
It is, and I'm kind of stealing the recipe from Louisiana. I got to give them all the credit. This is kind of a New Orleans style grilled oyster, char grilled oyster.
Okay. Is that something you got from T. Gidd?
Yes. Well, this recipe I kind of put together from a couple different ones and what I had on hand the first time I made it. He and I have definitely gone out and eaten some great char grilled oysters down there. If you ever get a chance, you definitely want to go out to eat with Keith in Lafayette, Louisiana.
And Greg, yeah, the builders of the Cajun Grill.
Yes.
Okay, Danny, thanks so much. Have a great weekend camping, and take care of your family. Thanks for joining us. That is Danny's. Yeah, you bet. That's Danny Skiff from Fort Worth, Texas area. And, Jop, what do we got?
Well, coming up next, Kate Lemon from Lemon Creek Winery is going to be joining us. We're going to talk about some white sangria that you should make today. This stuff is so good. We're going to do a little fishing report and maybe talk a little bit about some brisket basics. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.